Dave and Ryan's movie review and action.
Everyone loves going to the movies. And while some are amazing, some are awful. Fortunately, we have Dave and Ryan, two guys with nothing better to do than watch movies of today and movies of yesterday. So get your popcorn ready, silence your phones, and relax, because the show is about to begin.
Cue Dave and Ryan in 3, 2, 1.
It's Dave and Ryan's movie review.
Sponsored by nobody.
Welcome in to another edition of Dave and Ryan's movie review, take 116. Ryan, how the hell are you?
Wet.
Yes, we took on some water. Ryan took on some water in his office.
I had a kayak to my desk on Thursday and Friday.
He's wearing hip waders.
Yeah.
Both of those days. Yeah, got a little bit.
A shark fin at one point.
Got a little bit moist.
A little damp around here.
On Wednesday. Not a good day. Not a good day to be in Carbonville, but we came out stronger because of it, right? Isn't that what we try and say?
That's what you say. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but this just made me soggy.
It just made us sad. So, kind of a calm week this week.
Yeah, before the storm hits next week.
Yes.
Although, I had to go to Beaver.
Yep, you did. Take on the Beavers.
Beaver.
So, but no, not too bad. Yes, and while you had to go to Beaver, I got to stay home.
Yeah. I hate you.
We'll figure it out. Are you ready to get started?
Let's do this!
All right, let's take a trip to Hollywood.
Welcome to Hollywood Boulevard, the place of glitz, glamour, and dreams. Just kidding. This place is a dump. That's why Dave and Ryan come here each week. You get the news from Hollywood without fearing for your life on the Walk of Fame. It's This Week in Hollywood.
So first up, this came out like Tuesday or Wednesday. Did you ever watch Cobra Kai?
No.
Did you ever watch any of it? I know Jordan
watched
it.
The first season, and then I was like, I'm done.
Jordan watched it, and I think Jordan's dad, Sonny, was obsessed with it. I think he really enjoyed it. They are now tackling Knight Rider. And they're going to, but this is going to be a movie. It's not going to be a series.
Okay, I was going to say, is it going to be another YouTube series?
No, this is going to be a movie.
Because that's what Cobra Kai started, was on YouTube.
Yeah, and then Netflix snatched it up after they saw that it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a movie for Universal. Did you ever get into Knight Rider?
No, all these were like a little before my time, Dave. These were more your time.
Okay, sorry. But you know what Knight Rider is, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
A self-driving car that talks and...
It's funny that the alcoholic had a self-driving car.
Yeah, kind of. Probably a good thing that David Hasselhoff had one. I'm just putting that out there. So yeah, they're going to start working on that one. Kind of interesting. I don't know. The other in news that didn't happen this week.
Is it going to be a Tesla?
I don't know. In news that didn't happen this week, they said we would get another cast list drop for Avengers Doomsday on the 27th. That didn't happen.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. But apparently, somebody has screwed up because they started this. People were talking about there was a feud on set between Ryan Reynolds and Robert Downey Jr. And now they're saying that nothing happened. But Ryan Reynolds had never been announced that he was in the movie. So now apparently we know that Deadpool is going to be in Doomsday.
Well, of course, the two Marvel Jesuses are going to clash heads.
They should. As they should. All right, this one was rather interesting because I didn't know this was happening. Anthony Ippolito, I'm going to say, is going to play Sylvester Stallone in a movie about the making of Rocky. Okay, it's the movie's called I Play Rocky, and it's going to be directed by Peter Farrelly of the Farrelly Bros. And it's supposed to follow a young Sylvester Stallone as he's like, shopping this script. He wrote the script for Rocky. In fact, I think that's what he won an Oscar for.
I think so.
Was for the script for Rocky. But he knew that he needed to be Rocky. And it's about his art, his fight and everything to become, Rocky Balboa and what it go through.
You want to hear a fun fact about Rocky?
I would love to.
It was the first movie to use the Steadicam. And you can actually see it in the movie.
So the editing wasn't really good.
No, like the part, like right after everyone's rushing, you can see the Steadicam operator walking in front of the ring to get a shot of Rocky.
Well, maybe they were thinking that it was just a TV thing. Maybe it was supposed to be a TV camera.
Maybe.
But it was the Steadicam guy.
Yeah.
No. Well, there you go. They said they'll have people that, you know, they'll have people that'll buy it as the TV camera.
People will be focused
guy.
On Rocky. They don't look around the screen.
That's right. So, but anyway, this is a Amazon MGM Studios movie, so God help it.
Oh.
And the guy that's playing Stallone actually played Al Pacino in The Offer.
Really?
Yes. So that's something interesting to keep an eye out for. It's going to be called I Play Rocky. It'll be on Amazon MGM. So
I wonder if they're going to cover what he did before.
I don't know. What was the name of that movie?
It was The Italian Stallion was the name of the movie. It was his... It was his... today's standards, it's more softcore.
It was softcore, they say.
Yeah,
yes.
But it was his scandalous movie that no one ever talks about.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
So, but
we should find it.
We should. Let's do a redemption of that one.
Yes, and have Aiden do a news report.
There you go. All right, so this week for the projection, we're going to pick on the movie Caught Stealing. This is the Austin Butler movie. Seems to be a lot of buzz around it. 5 to 8 million is what they're projecting for the opening weekend. What do you got, Ryan?
You know, I'm not a big Austin Butler fan. I know he did. You know, he did a good job in the Elvis movie, and The Bike Riders was decent. But I don't know. I'm just not a big fan. But I think a lot of people are. So I'm gonna go with six.
Six. I'm gonna go with seven. Just to, you know, one up you there, so to speak. No, I loved him in Elvis. I didn't see Bike Riders, but you said it was really, really good. And he was just flat out weird in Dune 2.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have any eyebrows and he was
or
bald.
Hair. Yeah, it was weird.
Albino.
Yep. It was just weird. All right. The box office this week at number 5, and then, you know, 5 and 4 are the same as last week. The Bad Guys 2 brought in $5.1 million, bringing its total haul to 66.1.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four First Steps.
Ooh.
Brings in $6 million, bringing its total to 257.3. Freakier Friday,
yes,
hanging in there at number 3, down from 2 the week before.
Have you seen that yet?
I have not. With $8.8 million, bringing its total to 70.2. Weapons gets knocked out of the top spot, bringing it with its $15.4 million this week, bringing its total to 115.6. And K-Pop Demon Hunters. This is a Netflix film.
Yeah.
But I believe I read somewhere that Sony, this was supposed to be a Sony film, and they didn't like it. So they let Netflix buy it from them.
I haven't seen the series, but apparently it's really popular.
Apparently. But it won the week with $18 million. Last week, it was hard to find a new movie that was coming out. It truly was. So we went with the movie starring Aubrey Plaza called Honey, Don't. The projection
and
was...
it didn't.
Well, it did, though. The projection was $3 to $4 million.
Hit the bottom of the barrel.
It did. I said $3 million. Ryan, you said?
I don't remember.
2.5. And it actually made $3 million.
Wow.
So we did pretty good. We did pretty good.
I guess.
The books are good.
Was it?
The books are good.
Honey don't, honey shouldn't have.
Honey shouldn't have, that's right. So this week we're going to talk The Pickup. It's a movie that is now on Amazon starring Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson. We'll give you our review of that. And then that got us thinking about other heist movies. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite heist movies. And then, of course, with it being Labor Day weekend, that is the end of the summer box office season. So we're going to talk about where everybody landed in the top 10 movies of the summer. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about The Pickup here on Dave and Ryan's Movie Review.
Everyone on set, shut up. Shut up. These two buffoons are about to talk about a new release. Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, Segment 1. Action.
What's more exciting than a brand new release to the movie theater? According to Dave and Ryan, nothing. They're the first to see it, so you're the first to hear about it.
All right, so we thought for this review we would do The Pickup. It just came on Amazon Prime. Stars Eddie Murphy, Pete Davidson, Kiki Palmer. Andrew Dice Clay is thrown in there. Rated R, an hour 34 minutes.
I thought this movie was unnecessary.
Well,
it seemed like an excuse, and we talked about this earlier. It seemed like an excuse to get Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson together.
They're like, Pete Davidson's not doing anything.
Yeah, and like, there were some points that were okay, but everything else just seemed kind of forced.
And it's just, it's a story you've heard 20 million times. You know, Eddie Murphy is supposedly getting ready to retire. He's
getting too old for this.
That's right. They drive a armored truck and they pick up money and deliver it back. But Pete Davidson is the young rookie that doesn't care about anything.
Who's really good at math for some reason.
For some reason, yes. But he's stuck driving an armored truck.
And he wants to be a cop, but he can't pass the exam.
Oh, that explains a lot. I just looked at who directed this.
Who?
Tim Story. And Tim Story directed one of the Fantastic Four movies.
Oh.
So anyway, they go in and what happens, and he's ready to retire. And of course, so that means you know something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, it's his 25th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy's 25th. And so he takes his wife's ring, gets it resized, and then when the heist happens, it gets taken away.
Yes, he directed the first Fantastic Four movie.
Okay.
So. All right, so go back now. So, yeah, but you know the minute that he's paired up with Pete Davidson that everything that can go wrong is going to go wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, it starts off with Pete Davidson. He accidentally pulls a gun in a bank when he was doing a pickup because this attractive girl handed him a note. And so we freaked out because who hands people notes in the bank?
Somebody that's going to rob it.
Yeah, so he pulls out his gun, holds her at gunpoint. She did end up robbing him, but...
she did. She stole his heart.
She did. And it was so lame.
The whole movie just... It was one bad cliche after another, I think.
Yeah.
So, but like we were saying, it's like they just wanted to get these two in a movie together. Andrew Dice Clay is thrown in there as their boss.
That was so unnecessary.
Yes, but I think the fact that the two of them hated him and the way they talked to him were probably some of the best comedic parts in the whole movie.
And it never really establishes why.
No.
Yes, you know, if you know who Andrew Dice Clay is, you know his background, his character. But in this movie... He's just a rough and gruff guy. He doesn't really establish why everybody hates him.
He's just the boss. That's why everybody hates him.
I guess. So you're allowed to do that.
Yes.
I'm going to do that to Paul and Jordan.
Sounds good. So, but what ends up happening is Keke Palmer has figured out how to rob a casino, and she needs the truck.
Yes.
So Pete Davidson tells her, everything she needs to know about this.
Yes, because she seduces him.
But I find it very hard to believe in this world and day and age that they couldn't find that truck, that they couldn't somehow communicate with that truck. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a supposable dead zone. This place takes place New
Back
York,
east.
New York, New Jersey area. And there's like a stretch of a highway where it's a dead zone. There's no cell service. There's no CB radios for some reason. It's just a complete dead zone.
And there's no people on the roads either.
No. I think they came across like maybe two vehicles.
And these are big four-lane highways.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
So, I don't know. It's fun to see him get out and act and be in movies, but... This one, for me, as far as Eddie Murphy is concerned, just kind of fell short.
Yeah, well, Eddie Murphy played like a very serious person in this movie. It wasn't his typical Eddie Murphy comedy type of acting. He was very serious, and
he was Danny Glover.
Yeah. It reminded me, if you ever seen the movie Mr. Church.
Okay.
It seemed like it was that type of character.
But yeah,
if you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
he was Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon.
Well, he wasn't exactly.
He was by the book until I think.
Well, not necessarily. When crap was hitting the fan, he was the one who basically pulled him out of it.
Yes, and you know, luckily for him, he was also married to Eva Longoria.
Yeah, who tracked his phone?
Yes, yeah. So nobody else can find. She can.
Yeah, she can find him.
So yeah, tracked his phone, and then I don't know. I wanted to like the movie. This was one of those things. I wanted to like the movie, and there are a few laughs in it, but just not enough for me.
It just seemed for me that Amazon, for a minute there, they were doing really good, and now they're just throwing things together just to throw things together.
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation with my sister the other day. The quality of Amazon has kind of gone down because, like with HBO, they had Game of Thrones. And you can be gritty and, you know, all that stuff with HBO because HBO has a certain reputation of being, you know, more that way.
Mm-hmm.
With Amazon, it's not like that. It's especially like we were comparing Game of Thrones with the Lord of the Rings series. Yes, I know they're completely different spectrums of the story and stuff like that. But just the quality of the product is what we were focusing on. You know, with Game of Thrones, the dragons looked really real and, you know, there was fire. In the Lord of the Rings, everything looked kind of like 90s sitcom-y. Like, it was like I was watching Hercules and Xena Warrior Princess from the 90s is how I felt when I was watching that.
Right, and a lot of people, I think, felt that way, too, about the Lord of the Rings series, the first few seasons.
Yeah, so it just seems like Amazon is... They just step up their game, Dave, is what I'm trying to
more
say.
More style
yeah.
over substance is what it is.
Yeah.
So we want better things from Amazon.
Yeah, well, even they did the... was it the Ring of Time or the...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's another fantasy one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could have been good. And then they did Carnival Row, if I remember. That's the first season started out amazing. And then halfway through the first season, the quality just went down. And then I didn't even watch the second season.
I'm sitting here struggling to think of a movie that they've put out that's been...
great.
Red One. I liked Red One. You didn't. But Red One is an Amazon movie. I liked it.
Red One also came out to theaters.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so it had to be. Direct to streaming movies, I guess.
Yeah, because this is what the third one. War of the Worlds was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. You did.
And then,
you were so excited about that too.
And Heads of State was okay.
I don't remember which one.
That was the one with Cena and Idris
Elba.
Oh
yeah. That one had potential. It just didn't deliver.
Yes. So. If you're listening, Jeff Bezos, and I know you listen to everything, or you know what? We should have just brought my Alexa from home in here, and just because that thing records everything you say anyway.
Yeah.
Get better, Amazon.
Do better.
I got to do 2 buckets on this one. 2 out of 5.
I'm giving it 1.
1 bucket out of 5. So if you want to watch it, it's on Amazon Prime, The Pickup, starring Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson. It's only going to set you back 1 hour and 34 minutes, though.
Yeah, you're going to get tired of it before then.
So you got that going for you, which is nice. All right, when we come back, because this kind of got the juices flowing as far as that goes, we're going to talk some heist movies
heist.
When we come back on Dave and Ryan's Movie Review.
Hey, idiots, we're back from commercial. Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, segment 2, and action.
Welcome back in to Dave and Ryan's Movie Review. So after watching the movie The Pickup, we were hoping for something a little bit better. So we talked about some of our favorite heist movies. I've pulled some of them here, and me and Ryan are going to discuss. The first movie that's on the list is a movie that thankfully Ryan has seen because I haven't, and it's The Italian Job. But I heard everything
about it. Are you talking about the original or the remake?
I'm talking about the remake.
Okay. Because the original was good too.
Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah. So The Italian Job, it's a Mark Wahlberg film.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was also one of the very first ones that, what is her name? It just totally blanked. My name. She was in The Old Guard. Not Kate Hudson.
Charlize Theron?
Yes. Okay, yes. This is one of her very early movies. But basically, they're doing one last job. Thurland's totally flabbergasted her name. Charlize. How do you say her name, Dave?
Charlize.
Yes. Theron. Thank you. Jeez. Louise in a handbasket. But Charlize's dad is doing this one last job and basically gets screwed over. It's got a really good cast. I really like. I just blanked on his name too. He does Robot Chicken.
Seth Green.
Seth Green. Yeah, he's in this movie, and after they get done with the job, he shows up on a Ducati motorcycle, and he can't drive it at all, and he can't get off of it properly, so he just always just like lays it down. But yeah, this is a really good movie, and you know, if you it's a pretty old movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. But pretty much they get him back. I believe Edward Norton is the bad guy, if I recall.
Well, and Donald Sutherland is
Donald Sutherland. Yeah, that's it.
Is that the bad guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Why was I thinking Edward Norton?
I don't know.
I don't know, but this is a really good movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and you should watch it, Dave.
I will.
The original
that.
One's good too. The original one has
is that Steve McQueen. Was he in that or no?
No, it okay. has. He was in Secondhand Lines. I just blanked his name.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Yes, I was going to say Jaws.
Are we just going to play trivia today? I can do this all day.
It's been a long week, Dave, and everything's just. My office is still flooded. It smells like a swamp. Everything's just kind of going. Meh.
Everything's just damp.
I'm phoning it in today.
All right, so let's take some time now, and I'll take this one, Tower Heist, because you've never seen this one.
I haven't. I've seen commercial stuff. I just never really appealed to me. You know, it's got a good cast. Was it Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy,
and,
Ben Stiller, Alan Alda is in this, and I know there's more that I'm going to be forgetting, but Alan Alda is like I think they made it to be like he's a Bernie Madoff type character. And he basically robs the entire life savings of all the people that work in the building he lives in.
Dang.
And so they try to find they figure out a way to get him back. And I don't want to give too much of it away. I know it's been out there for a while, but it's just really funny when they finally figure out where he's hidden all their money. It's in the bottom of the swimming pool. So, but no, they hire Eddie Murphy because Eddie Murphy is a convict and they figure he knows all about this stuff. And it's just, it's funny. It might be one of, like, possibly the last really good movie he was in, but he also didn't have to carry it because he had such a huge, great cast in this one.
Yeah.
So Tower Heist, if you had a moment, check that one out. And of course, then there's the Ocean's movies.
We're talking about the original?
We're talking about the original. We're talking about the remakes. 11, 12, 13. I'm not going to talk about Ocean's 8.
Why?
I'm not going there.
Come on.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I'm not going to talk about the all-female Ocean's 8. There, I'm moving on. But no, do you have a favorite one?
I like probably the second or third one.
I liked the third one. That was the one with Al Pacino in it.
Yeah.
That one was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was good. I really liked the second one when they're stealing the egg.
Yeah. Julia Roberts played Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis, God love him, was blew the whole thing up.
Yeah.
No, that was recently, not too long ago. I probably 2 or 3 months ago, I watched all three of them because it was on Netflix. All three of them were on Netflix. So, no, those are some good flicks.
Yeah, the original one's good, too. That, yeah. You know, that had the Rat Pack in it.
Yes. And that
Dean Martin.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
So that's another great one to check out. Another one that actually won an Academy Award, The Usual Suspects.
Never seen it.
I can't believe you've never seen The Usual Suspects. The cast in this one, you got Benicio Del Toro, you got Gabriel Byrne, Kevin Spacey, Chaz Palminteri is in this one. A very young chicken man, Gus Fring. What is it? Giancarlo Esposito, is that his name? He's in this one. And it all is misdirection and it's mistaken identities. It's so, so good. So good. Kaiser Soze. That's all I got to say about that movie. Point Break. Come on.
Now, are we talking to the original?
I'm talking about the original with Swayze and Keanu Reeves. I'm talking about Johnny Utah, man.
I'm going to ask you that for all the ones I have.
That was such a great, great movie.
It was. Oh, Swayze was so good in this one.
He was.
And the ending where he's like, I got to catch this wave, man.
Yep.
He just lets him go. And
the FBI pulls up. We'll get him when he comes in.
He ain't coming in.
He's not
coming
in.
Have you seen those waves?
He ain't coming in. But no, it's such a great movie. The new one is okay. But the original, Gary Busey was one of the cops in the original.
Yeah.
It's
this was before the accident.
Before, yeah. before Busey went Busey. Let's just put it that way. But it's such a good movie. It really is. And fun.
When he shoots up in the air, just, you know, if you've ever seen Hot Fuzz, they take a lot of references from Point Break. Like when he can't shoot his dad, so he fires up in the air because he's so heartbroken. Yeah, that was from this movie.
That was from, yeah. You just can't shoot him. He's got this thing. Got this thing with Bodhi. I don't know. Don't know what it is. It's been a minute since I've seen this one, but Reservoir Dogs.
This is actually a early Quentin Tarantino movie I like.
Yes, and this is the one with Mr. Orange and Mr. Pink and Mr. Blue and all
this,
of them.
This
great cast for this one, too.
Yeah, this is a great example of a story dialogue-driven because it all takes place in one location.
And it's such a, what do you got in this one? You got Steve Buscemi's in this, Harvey Keitel, Michael Madsen is in this one. I believe Tarantino's in this one, isn't he?
For a little bit.
Great movie. And then last on our list, because we're going to do a redemption on this movie, it is on my list, and I love this movie, and I don't know why it got so much hate, but Hudson Hawk.
I love this movie.
This movie was so much fun.
I can understand why people didn't like it. Is it a musical? Is it not a musical?
It's just
the characters are really weird. So one of my favorite underrated actors in this movie is in this. And he was in Death of a Unicorn as well.
Oh, the dad.
Yes.
Yes, because I kept looking at him and I'm like, I was like, does he age?
No, he looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
He was also in the Jude Law movie about him getting out of prison. Dom Hemingway, I believe, is the name of that movie.
And I can't remember, but I believe he was also in Spice World.
Yes,
I believe he was their manager.
He is such a good actor. He's so underrated. He always plays like the creepy, weird type of guy, and he nailed it in this one.
It's so good. With, you know, Bruce Willis and
you know, they
Danny
actually,
Aiello.
They actually changed the ending because he was actually supposed to die.
Was he?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis was?
Yep.
Oh.
When he's ziplining?
Oh.
But oh, no, not Bruce.
Danny Aiello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was supposed to die, but then he suddenly ends up in the limo.
Great movie.
Yeah, he was supposed to die, but...
I'm going to tell you how good this movie is. Even though people hated this movie and hated on this movie, a year ago I bought it.
I owned it ever since I could purchase things.
I love this movie. So yeah, and we're actually gonna do a redemption on that movie a little bit later on and go a little bit deeper into it. But it's a lot of fun. And there's movies out there that I didn't even put on here. The Town.
Oh yeah, The Town's a great one.
You know, and then we just watched one, the one with what was it, Matt Damon and Casey Affleck
Matt
that was on Apple.
Damon.
It was on Apple TV.
Now, let me ask you this. A movie that's about rescuing people, could you consider that a heist movie?
I would say the formula is the same. You're going after something.
Because if you talk about The Town, that made me think of Argo.
Oh, Argo's such
a
great
film. They had to go in and rescue those people without anyone noticing. That's kind of a heist movie. A
little bit. But that's a good film, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
Argo.
And
yourself.
that got Ben Affleck an Oscar.
Yep.
He directed that too, didn't
he? He did.
Yeah, there you go. Unbelievable. So yeah, heist movies are fun because 90% of the time they're a comedy too.
Yeah.
There's not very many heist movies that aren't.
Because something always goes wrong.
Something always goes wrong. Plus you've got all of these people that are working together that know each other very well that kind of push each other's buttons. So they're pretty much a comedy as well. So yeah. Find some of these and watch them. I know the Ocean's movies, like I said, were just on Netflix. I don't know if they still are. But the rest of them, I'm sure you can find out there somewhere. You might even be able to find them on like Tubi or something and watch them for free if you can deal with commercials.
Yeah.
Great times. All right. Well, it is Labor Day weekend. So that means the summer's over.
Summer movie roundup.
So we're going to be talking about summer movie box office when we come back on Dave and Ryan's Movie Review.
All right, imbeciles. Everyone quiet down. Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, segment 3, and action.
All right, so it is Labor Day weekend, and that is like the unofficial end of summer.
Yeah, it's the end of the summer blockbuster run.
It does end the blockbuster runs.
But, you know, you still got fall movies. You know, there are lots a lot of great of movies fall that movies. Come out around Thanksgiving because that's a big weekend.
Yeah, and next week we'll talk about fall movies. I know we've got a Tron movie coming out. Mm-hmm. Lots of great flicks coming out.
You got the Christmas season that starts right after Thanksgiving.
That's right. But the summer box office movies, they mark them starting May 2nd. All the way until Labor Day.
Yep.
So that's your window. So the movies that we're going to talk about right now came out in that window. And we thought we'd kind of run down and give you the top 10 and then talk about each one a little bit.
Yeah, but just remember, this is the U.S. summer box office.
Right, right. We have the number one.
Worldwide, they don't really care about
seasons. But what I did do, though, is I have domestic totals, and then I have their worldwide total.
So,
starting at number 10, it's Sinners. This movie kind of took a lot of people by storm.
It did. It was very weird.
It's on HBO Max right now, and I have yet to watch it.
We were talking about that earlier.
Some people, I know people that have seen it and can't stop talking about it. They said it was a great, great film.
Like I said, I heard the girl, what was her name?
Haley Steinfeld
did a great job.
Yes. So
I haven't seen it, but I've heard.
I'm waiting for some time to sit and watch that one. And the one that came in at number 9, because it's on HBO Max as well, it's Final Destination Bloodlines.
Ooh, two horror movies.
That's right. Sinners did 138.8 domestic and $365 million worldwide, which put it at number 12 worldwide. But number 10 domestically. Final Destination Bloodlines, 138.1, bringing it to number 9, but $287 million, bringing it to number 13 worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you've seen one Final Destination movie, you think you've seen them all.
Yeah, just don't drive behind a truck with logs.
That's the way I look at it. Number 8, a movie we went and saw and a movie that we loved. F1 the movie.
Yeah, this was a great movie.
Brad Pitt is in this film about a, not necessarily a washed up race car driver, but
kind of like a traveling.
A veteran.
Yeah.
Race car driver. A journeyman race car driver.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, that one took number 8 at 186.3. So it was number 8 domestically, but it jumped to number 7 worldwide because it did $605 million worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
And we knew that it would because F1 is so big outside of the United States.
It is.
The movie itself is fantastic.
It's growing here. They got the one in
the Grand Prix in Vegas and Chicago and
no, it's Vegas, Houston, and I believe they do one every now again in New York.
Was Chicago a grand Indy race? Because they had a street race in Chicago.
Yeah, so Vegas is now a permanent, and Houston is permanent. Miami is also another one, but there used to be one just like periodically somewhere.
But it was a great movie. Directed by the same gentleman that did Top Gun Maverick. The camera work in this one is unbelievable, especially during the race scenes and when you're in the car with them. Unbelievable.
Fabulous.
Yes. Number 7, Thunderbolts.
I like this one.
I liked it. I think it had a different superhero story for me that I really enjoyed. It came in at number 7 with $190.2 million domestically, and then its total worldwide was $382 million.
This was also one that really wasn't, like, music in-tuned.
No.
Like, they didn't have a big score. They didn't have a bunch of hip songs like Guardians. It was more because it was basically the bad guys for the Marvel Universe coming together.
But it landed at number 11 worldwide for that one. But yeah, it just had a great different superhero story, a little bit more subdued, which is maybe, obviously we're not going to get that when we get to Doomsday and Secret Wars, but maybe Marvel needs to learn something from the way they marketed and the way that Thunderbolts turned out.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be huge. Not everything has to be a Michael Bay movie.
Oh, we didn't make $5 billion. This is a failure. It made $500 million. I think it's good.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Is
oh, sorry.
$382 million. But I think that we get into that all the time. We talk about the fact that I think the public perception needs to calm down when it comes to movies.
If it's not making in boatloads of money, it's a failure. You but know, if it makes its money back and then plus, whatever good. That plus is, it's a success.
Yes. And I think we talked about the fact that all these people that are comparing Man of Steel to Superman, which we'll talk about here in just a moment, also need to slow their roll and realize that Man of Steel came out in 2013 and Superman came out in 2025, and the box office drop since then has been like 43%. So I think we need to calm down that stuff too. Anyway, I'm talking to you, Snyderverse people. All right, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning comes in at number 6 domestically with $197.4 million, but it pulled in $600 million worldwide.
Yeah, now, is it the last one? I don't know. It ended kind of on a ended like note.
It's not. Who knows? But that the worldwide number put it at number 8.
I really like that one, how it pulled all the previous movies together.
Yes, that was what was That's what was fantastic about that movie.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Speaking of fantastic, see how I did that? At number 5, The Fantastic Four, First Steps.
Just stop.
Brings in $258.7 million domestically, and it's still going. They're still adding maybe another million or two to that over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then worldwide, it landed at number 9 with $491 million. Not a bad first effort.
No.
And once again, I think we get into that. We get into this mindset that if they don't make $1 billion when it's a Marvel movie or a Disney movie, it was a failure.
Yeah, it's still
or a superhero movie. Period. Yeah,
it still made a lot of money.
It still made $500 million, or $500 million.
I was going to say it made a little.
It made a $500 million. So let's get off of that thing. How to Train Your Dragon comes in at number 4 with $262.6 million, and its worldwide total puts it at number 5. With $628 million.
Now, I haven't seen this one yet, but as soon as it comes on streaming, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, and they said it kind of, it's just a live action CGI remake of the first movie.
Yeah.
So, and the first movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was fun. Coming in at number 3, Jurassic World Rebirth. All right, bring the domestic total to $336 million, and it's not going to change because they've already released this one to streaming. But it was good enough for third place domestically. And, of course, worldwide, and we knew that it would. We talked about the fact that Jurassic Park worldwide was going to be a bigger draw than Superman worldwide. And we'll talk about that here in just a second. Jurassic World Rebirth, almost $1 billion at $846 million.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
That was very impressive, even though I absolutely just did not like that movie.
No. The dinosaur, the main villain dinosaur at the end was too much. The only dinosaur that I really enjoyed was the T-Rex.
Yeah, the one that had like the growth on the head.
Yeah, whatever it was. All right, number 2, the movie that will go down in infamy is the movie that Ryan does not like from the summer of 2025, Superman.
It was bad.
$347.8 million domestically brings it at number 2, and $606 million worldwide. That drops it to number 5 worldwide. And like I said, they kind of had a feeling that it wasn't going to do great worldwide because Superman doesn't necessarily translate worldwide.
No, it was like, you know, you couldn't expect a Captain America movie to do good worldwide. You know, people outside America don't care about Captain America.
They don't care about him. Pathetic. Pathetically sad. I've already purchased this one on streaming. I've watched it a couple of different times. And it's a good movie. It really
is. Not.
I know it's not for you. And that's okay. Number 1. And not even close.
Yeah, this one blew everything out of
yes.
the water.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Domestically brought in $421.8 million, worldwide just over $1 billion, and that lands it at number 2
yeah.
on the list for summer movies.
Yeah, Disney can't compare all the other movies they released to this one because...
Well, let's look how many Disney movies are in here. We've got Lilo and Stitch, we've got
Fantastic Four,
Thunderbolts. Was that it?
On this list, yeah, but there was more Disney movies that came out.
Yes, Elio.
Let's not talk about
that.
But
Elio was a movie that it was dead on arrival.
They abandoned that movie before it even came out.
It was dead on arrival.
Yeah.
So, but no, Lilo and Stitch proves that you can do fun things with remakes.
Yeah.
And with CGI, you know, live adaptations. They really did. And the other thing about it, too, is Lilo and Stitch is already getting a sequel. They've already greenlit a sequel for Lilo and Stitch. Now, the theater here in town has brought it back.
Yep.
I may go see it.
I think I'm going to go Sunday.
Because I think it just looks like it's a really good movie.
See it on Labor Day weekend.
And everybody that I talked to that saw it loved it.
Jordan loved it.
Jordan loved it. But Jordan's a Disney guy.
Yeah.
And an Elvis guy. And there is an Elvis reference. And Lilo and Stitch, you know, the first movie was all about Elvis.
Yep.
But it was a great, great flick. Now, the number one movie so far this year.
And it was in theaters.
It was just here, and it's gone already. But it was also released originally overseas in February.
Like I said, outside of the United States, they don't care about seasons.
No.
Because seasons are different in different areas of the world.
Very true. Nee-za 2 sits at $1.9 billion.
Now, I've seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that it was going to be there was going to be a sequel because it kind of ended, and I thought the story was over, but apparently not.
Apparently, it's not.
Apparently not.
So, but you know, out of all the movies that we saw, all the movies that are in this list, or if there's maybe not one that's on this list, what's the favorite movie of yours that we saw this year? What's your favorite movie that we've seen this summer? Let's put it that way.
I'm going to go, it's going to be a tie with either F1 and Thunderbolts.
You liked them both?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to throw Death of a Unicorn in there?
Well, that didn't come out to theaters that we were able to go see.
Right.
But that was ones where we watched at home. That was probably my favorite.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It really was. You know what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I know. I hate you.
And it's just because it is. And
it's not.
It is. And I have this microphone in front of me now, so I'm going to talk to all the people that are, you know, upset because the Snyderverse is over. It is. It played out its time. And let's be honest. Apart from Man of Steel, Zack Snyder did not make a good DC movie.
All right, Dave, let's wrap this up.
No, I got time.
No, you don't.
Neither the Justice League movie wasn't good.
No.
Batman versus Superman wasn't good.
No.
Man of Steel was a decent origin story.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, for what it was, but it's none of these
Superman
movies. The whole
scene with Kevin Costner?
None of these Superman movies are even hold a candle to the 78 Reeve. They just don't. Christopher Reeve is Superman, and that's the vibe that I got from David Cornsweet in Superman reminded me of Christopher Reeve. Because he has that and we talked about it, he's got that aw shucksy darn it Middle Western, you know, I'm from Kansas, born and bred kind of attitude. And I just didn't get that from Cavill's Superman, and it's not his fault. Henry Cavill's a great actor. It's just the way that it was written. Because he just... I didn't get a lot of humanity out of him.
Are we doing a review on Superman now?
No. I'm just saying that's why I put Superman. So I would say Superman's probably the best movie that I saw all summer.
Okay.
Followed very closely by F1.
I think we got the whole Superman thing now.
Yeah, but F1 was a great film.
Can we put it in the Flash folder?
You're the one that kept bringing up the Flash,
never
not me.
Speak of it again.
Not me. And you could put it in the Oath folder if you like.
We burnt that folder.
But no, I feel that one, and then F1 for me was probably the second best movie I saw all summer.
Okay.
Great movie. And
it was a great movie.
I'm waiting for it to come out on Apple TV. I'm kicking it around, buying it now.
I think you can rent it on Amazon.
Yeah, but if I want, if I do that, I'm just going to buy it on Fandango.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it is a great, great movie. It really is. And I wish I would have seen it in the theater again once again before it left. I really do. All right, so that's going to do it for us this week. Like I said, next week we're going to talk some fall movies now.
Fall movies.
Summer's over. Kick it to the curb.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. So we'll talk fall movies next week. So join us then. And until then, go see a movie.
And that brings us to the end of this week's journey. But don't worry. Dave and Ryan have more movies to watch and more opinions to spew next week. You can relive today's episode at CastleCountryRadio.com. Thanks for joining us on Ryan and Dave's Movie Review.
Ah, the hell with it. Send it in, we're done. See you next week.